HarperCollins presents All Our Shimmering Skies by Trent Dalton. Read by Ruby Reese.
The dedication reads, for Fiona, Beth and Sylvie. The First Sky Gift. Molly and the Epitaph. A bull ant crawls across a curse. The bull ant's head is blood red. And it stops and starts and stops and starts and moves on through a chiselled gravestone letter C. And Molly Hook, aged 7, wonders if the bull ant has ever been able to see the whole of the sky given all those magic gravity angles bull ants walk. And if it has no sky to see, then she will make a sky for it. The bull ant follows the curved bottom of a U and moves to an R and winds through a twisting S and exits through an E. Molly is the gravedigger girl. She's heard people in town call her that. Poor little gravedigger girl. Mad little gravedigger girl. She leans on her shovel. It has a wooden handle as long as she is tall, with a wide, dirt-stained sheet steel blade with teeth on its sides for root cutting. Molly has given the shovel a name because she cares for it. She calls the shovel Bert, because those side teeth remind her of the decaying and icicle-shaped fangs of Bert Green, who runs the Sugar Lane lolly shop on Shepherd Street. Bert the Shovel has helped dig 26 graves for her so far this year. Her first year digging graves with her mother and father and uncle. Bert has killed a black whipsnake for her. Molly's mother, Violet, says Bert is Molly's second best friend. Molly's mother says her first best friend is the sky. Because the sky is every girl's best friend. There are things the sky will tell a girl about herself that a friend could never tell her. Molly's mother says the sky is watching over Molly for a reason. Every lesson she will ever need to learn about herself is waiting up there in that sky, and all she has to do is look up. Molly's bare feet are dirt-stained, like the shovel face, and there are copper-coloured lines of cemetery clay where her elbows and knees bend. Molly, who is right to consider this rambling and run-down and near-dead cemetery her queendom, hops onto a slab of old black stone and kneels down to put a big blue eyeball up close to the crawling bull ant, and she wonders if the ant can see the deep, dark blues in her eyes, and thinks that if the ant can see that kind of blue, then maybe it will know what it feels like to see all of the vast blue sky over Darwin. Get off the grave, Molly.
Sorry, Mum.
The sky is the colour of 1936, and the sky is the colour of October. Seen from the blue sky above, and looking down and looking closer in and closer in, they are mother and daughter, standing before a gold miner's grave in the furthermost plot, in the furthermost corner from the gravel entrance to Hollowood Cemetery. They are older and younger versions of themselves. Molly Hook, with curled brown hair, bony and careless. Violet Hook, with curled brown hair, bony and troubled. She's holding something behind her back that her daughter is too busy, too Molly, to notice. Violet Hook, the gravedigger mum. Always hiding something. Her shaking fingers, her thoughts. The gravedigger mum burying dead bodies in the dirt and burying secrets alive inside herself. The gravedigger mum, walking upright but buried deep in thinking. She stands at the foot of the old limestone grave, grey stone weathered into black, porous and crumbling and ruined like the people who paid for the cheap graves in this cheap cemetery, and ruined like Aubrey Hook and his younger brother, Horace Hook. Molly's father, Violet's husband, the penniless drunkards who are tall and black-hatted and sweat-faced and rarely home. The black-eyed brothers who inherited this cemetery and who reluctantly keep its crooked and rusted gates open, overseeing cemetery business from the pubs and the gin bars in Darwin Town and from a lamp-lit
Sample complete. Ready to continue?